Second parak of Ola Mishnah Yud Aleph. This is a continuation of what we've been learning the previous Mishnayos. We mentioned the concept previously of zeh v'zeh goyim. If something affects a food or anything, and the issa does not have enough to create that effect, it has to combine with heter in order to create the effect, then there's a discussion of zeh v'zeh goyim, if it's mutter or aser. We previously said we halacha we pass against mutter. We will see the discussion in this mission now. Yeah, the sourdough yeast, partly of chulin, partly of truma, that fell into a dough. So here, you did not have enough of truma, sourdough, to cause the breath to leaven. You had to combine the heter into it, together with it, and now they combine together and they cause it to leaven. Over here, she said, you go by the second one. If you put the chulin in first, and then afterwards the truma. So it comes out the truma finished off the job of the leavening, and therefore he felt that it answers it. Chomam bein apelis and mitchila bein basoif ba'olam and ein ois atchiyah b'gzeila cham. The Chacham said it doesn't make difference the difference because after everything's been done, you do not have enough of truma to cause it to leaven. So since it was not that full garden, you need a heter also to be garden. The entire mixture is mutter, and once again, this is the way we pass it.